Every conversation's debates in relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip? Who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he saying that she said. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned and they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?
Welcome back to the reality table. It's your host, Big Lex. And I got my co-host, Mr.
J. Powell checking in. Y'all already know what it is. Did I step it up for you that time?
Yeah, okay, I like that. Cool. That was exciting. Okay. I got my special guest, Mr. Tobias Tate, Mr. Jerome Baker, and who?
Miss Juicy Baby.
She closed her eyes and everything.
Everything.
We're going to get straight into it. So the topic today is branding. What's the importance of creating relationships and networking when building a brand?
Let's start with the boss man himself.
Wow.
Youngest in charge. Come on now.
What's the importance of it? I think it's everything. When it comes to branding, I feel like it's about you or your brand, of course. But it's about the people that see it, the people that interact with it. So if you network and have the right people, the right resources, your brand can go a lot farther. So that's my little spiel.
Tobias, he wear many hats. Would you tell me? Tell me which. First of all, kind of, you know, because Tobias got his hands in a lot of stuff that he really is humble about. I want you to tell me exactly what you got your hands on, and why do you feel like branding is important?
I think branding is important because it's a part of your legacy. Like, you know, I see a lot of people, you know, run around and like, you know, they probably be like, even let's say for instance, gang members. They be repping like Crips, Bloods, and gangs, but you can brand yourself if you're gonna be branding, you know, someone else started for your own legacy. So, I'm big on the branding. My brand, Bring Love Back, and I feel like, you know, I changed my Instagram name from Tobias Tate to Bring Love Back because that's my brand. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta pass this down to my nieces, nephews, kids one day, and you know, it's very important though.
Yep. I just got a quick question. When you said your brand and your name, is that the same thing?
No. So, I kind of...
Like, some people, like, they put their name and their brand together. Is your name and your brand separate?
Yeah, they definitely separate, you know, but I got ownership of both. Yeah. Some people don't own their name or their brand. Yeah. So, I kind of tied, when I copywrote it, I put both of them in there so, you know, you can do it at one time. Yeah. So, you just put your logo, which my logo is Tobias Tate, and you put it with the Bring Love Back, and you just do it as, like, one little entity, you know what I'm saying? Super dope.
What do you think, Ms. Juicy?
I think your brand is all about you. I did mine so people always remember my name, no matter what. They always gonna know who Miss Juicy is. Miss Juicy, baby.
Okay. But how important you think it is when you're building relationships with people?
It's very important so they won't forget who you are. Mm-hmm. They know what you're about.
Do you feel like that if you have friends and they don't support your brand, do you feel like that's hating? Or do you feel like, what do you feel about that? So let's say you got friends.
Most of your friends is not going to support you anyway. It's going to be the strangers or people that don't know you. It's going to be the ones that support you.
Why you say that?
Because that's true. Mm-hmm. You can't be in your feelings because your family or your friends don't support you. Life goes on. Your brand is not about your family. It's about you.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think family and friends don't support?
Yeah, that's good.
Not all of them. Now, some of them do. Mm-hmm. But most is people, just like the internet, just like social media. It's going to be people that don't know you that's going to support you before your family do. Your family going to be like this. Mm-hmm. Versus supporting friends too. Mm-hmm.
No, you definitely got on that.
Yeah, I agree.
What you think, Josh?
Man, well, one of the when you asked your question, one of the first things that came to mind is I feel that a lot of people don't know what actually true networking is. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they feel like, you know, we just go out here, you know, get a lot of contacts and then you've networked, right? You might reach out and do some things, but then to actually put those relationships to work, building solid relationships, you know what I'm saying, with people. And it makes a huge difference, man. And I think if we can learn how to properly network, that'll help with your brand, that'll help with your business. To what Sister Charlene was saying, which is Miss Juicy, but I do think that I feel we all can attest to that, like, you know, that misconception of the people you think is going to support you and be the main ones that, even if they do support you, they're supporting you for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or they got their hand out or certain things like that. So I think it's a lot of different ways to look at it. That doesn't mean that applies to everybody, because some people got some day ones that's been there, been rocking. They've been able to get money, do this, do that. Other people they built with strangers. Mm. Other people they built with family and kept everybody else away. So I really feel like you really gotta break down and know who you're dealing with on your day to day. You know what I'm saying? And I know for me personally, I've had a lot of bumps and bruises in that realm because I've been burned. You know what I'm saying? And I've been burned by people who say they love you. They'll look in your face with a straight face and say, I love you and I want to support you and I'm there for you. But those people have been the ones that have been the most challenging. So,
and I know you, bro. One thing I respect about you, like, you treat the janitor like the CEO. Yeah. You ain't going to know if that's the garbage man or the, you know, you treat everybody, you know what I'm saying, like straight across the board. So that's what I admire about you. I've been knowing you a long time, like both of y'all, you know what I'm saying? So,
but I think that too, like, that's the thing that helps us get out there and do the things that we do. You know what I mean? Like, I just met this king, you know, yesterday. You feel me? But based off of what he's doing and how he's carrying himself, he's been able to put himself in the right situations, sure, being around the right people. He's building his brand, his legacy, and all the other things going on. So that's why I asked you to go first, you know what I'm saying? Because you speak to this generation, you feel me? Like, there's something there that you can help somebody. You know, I'm 41. You know what I mean? Sure. I played 20 years, and I'm on a different chapter in my life. So just being, you know, grateful and being able to learn from somebody like you, because I got sons. So what you're saying, I can now take that to my kids, you know what I'm saying, and trying to help them or speak that language, because, you know, people have this thought on what this looks like. And everything is not always perfect. And in some situations, the biggest part of branding is your character. You know, we don't talk about that enough. You know what I'm saying? People are getting businesses based off being good people. It ain't just about the money you have. You feel me? There's a lot of people with bread, but they ain't got the right relationships. And that's why they ain't really able to go but so far, because don't nobody really want to work with them. I know I'm in a place in my life where I don't want to have nothing that's hard, or you bumping heads or anything like that. So I think it's important, man. It's important to really break this thing down.
I think it needs to be, you know, we need to start speaking up more about it. Like, I have certain friends where, like you said, I support. But what does support look like to you? Because my thing is, same thing. I just met him last night. He really followed through with what he said. I'll be there. I'll pull up. He ain't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate you coming on the strength of that. But the crazy thing is, like, I actually have friends that I support. And then when I don't get it back, I'm really emotionally in my feelings. Like, hold up, King, you know what I'm saying, or Queen. But then when I speak about it, the response is, you can't expect you out of someone else. Okay, well, I just won't support.
I think, like, even from being from Alabama, like, you know, a lot of them, man, they don't know how to support. So sometimes you can't even hold it against them, because they – I know we say that they know better, but, man, they really don't.
Question.
That's a great point.
Great point. But what if you see they do that for other people? And the thing is this, because I talk about it a lot. My thing is, you know what support look like, especially if we've had a conversation. Hey, my king, you might not can't make it. You might not can't be there. I mean, it ain't nothing to copy paste, put on your Instagram. It's going off in 24 hours anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's nothing. And I think we should speak about it, because social media is everything right now. What you got going on with your clothing line, it take nothing but a click for me to reshare it. You might get two people just to buy it off of the reshare. So why not talk about it? Because this ain't the world we were in 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm pulling up with shirts in the back of the trunk. Hey, buy one. What you was doing, buy one.
Still doing it.
Hey, and Tobias like, hey, you better buy. Hey, okay, King.
Because I know what the Calvin Klein's and the Louis Vuitton and them doing. Mm-hmm. Man, they getting over. I know what's going on.
Right.
So, you know, I'm trying to get, I want in.
Yeah, I just think we should talk more about it. And I think that for me, I played 6 years overseas, retired 2017, didn't think about being on a reality television show. Opportunity approached me after I did a movie. Everything was through Instagram. Someone DM'd me, hey, can you send us some current basketball picks? Yeah, here you go. I get a, you know, can you pull up here? Do you want to be in the movie? What movie? You know what I'm saying? Okay, what's this? I pull up, it's Uncle Drew. Now we know it's Uncle Drew. You know, I'm guarding Kyrie. I'm a fan of Kyrie. Now I'm guarding Kyrie. Now Kyrie done hooked me up with some tickets to the game. You know, like, that changed my situation. So then the next thing, I get a DM, you want to be on a reality show? Put a ring on it. Ever since I did put a ring on it, I get opportunities because of social media. So I think that when I hear someone say, like, oh, it's not important. Come on, man. It's 2024. It is important. And if I feel like if you care about someone as much as you claim you care about someone, it ain't nothing just to click. What's the excuse? I ain't asking you for no money.
Jerome, what's that? And those are great points, Lex. What are some of the things like now? Because I know you're in the middle of your career. So what are some of the things that you feel like kind of would get in the way of your brand? Mm. You know, what if you could advise somebody, right? What to look out for, what to do, what not to do, as you've learned, you know, in your career so far?
For me, I always just like stress, be yourself.
Okay.
Like, don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to be another brand. Like, I learned this years ago, but like, comparison is the thief of joy. Like, mm-hmm. I truly mean it. Mm-hmm. If I compare my life, my story to somebody else, it's just taken away from me appreciating what's going on in my life. Mm-hmm. So, like, when it comes to, like, branding, when it comes to doing anything in my life, I truly do it for me or the people I love or whatever the case may be. If you go out there trying to be somebody else or be this or be that, even if it's the smallest way, like, oh, I'm trying to be like that, it's going to take away what's really important. So like when it comes down to branding, when it comes down to pretty much anything, be yourself and everything's gonna work out.
Do you see a lot of people in your profession that aren't genuine and they try to be something that aren't genuine and that they're trying to be something that they're really not?
Yeah. I mean, my profession, that's like the I can just be real with you. There's a lot of guys that come, especially young guys, they come to the team, they think they all of that. Cool. Maybe you may have nappy, whatever. But they assume that they're an NFL star just because they got to the NFL. Like, it's a difference between being on your first contract and this is like third contract.
Yeah.
Like, you can talk like, oh, I can pop bottles in the club, whatever it may be. But there's a difference to a guy, he'll walk in the room and be like, no, I want to invest $100,000 to this company. Can you do that? You know what I mean? So it's like, guys think they're something that they're not, especially in the NFL. Like, people really think they're somebody just because they have that badge behind them.
Why do you think it's like that?
Ego.
Honestly, yeah. And you got to look at it like, these guys are 1% of the world, you know, when it comes to athletes. Like, they're the best of the best. Mm-hmm. So their whole life, everybody been telling them, like, dude, you're a guy, like, you're amazing, you're this, you're that. Their whole life, that's all they got.
Yeah.
Until you get to a room where it's like, all right, it's 20 of us, and we all been nice. We all been had success. So, like, what's going to make you different?
Yeah.
But this whole time, you've been being praised on, you know, everything you do. It's hard to look in the mirror and be like, damn, maybe I'm not that, you know what I mean? Like, it's guys that they number one recruit, all of that, come into the room, they can't remember plays. They can't remember nothing. They can't remember the simplest thing. It goes out the window because they don't know who they are.
Yeah.
This whole time, they would have this assumption of, I'm this star player. No, I want to be a star person. Like, I want you to look at me and be like, damn, that's a good dude. That's like me.
Right,
yeah. Some guys come in like, no, I want to walk in the room, make people feel like, oh, I got all the money. No, I don't want you to feel like that. I want you to be comfortable with me. Mm-hmm. I want you to look me in my eyes and be like, damn, he really truly means what he said. Because
yeah.
That means more to me. Like, football, I can tell you, when I hit 30, it's a wrap for me. I'm cool with it. But, like, some people not ready for that you know what I mean? Like, look in the mirror and be like, damn, I'm not a football player. Who you really are? Who are you?
No, for sure.
Guys can't have that conversation.
For sure. Mm-hmm. What do you think, and this for everybody, because we have four athletes, we have an entertainer, everybody's been successful at what they do, you know, and even though Tobias, you know, has an athletic background, but just in music, that's my brother. I love him. But you know, he's an artist. Night. He's an entertainer. Like, you know what I'm saying? But what do you think is that thing that separates, and it's for everybody, what's that thing that separated you and that has given you the success that you've had along with the longevity? Because you got, like, you 7 years in your field is like... Yeah. That's you know what I'm saying? Like, that's amazing. You feel me? Like, that's a blessing. And then, you know, she's been in this game for a long time. You know, Lex been having the career she's had. Like, what do y'all think is that thing for each one of y'all?
God, I say God first. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're right.
I say God first and foremost. I come from a praying. My parents, shout out to my parents. They've been together 42 years.
No, that's beautiful.
So I come from like love, bro. Love, just, that's why my thing is about bringing love back. So it's like, some days I can get away from it. Sometimes I just want to have sex. Sometimes I want to make love. But I think love just, and you know, that would has me like going out with the homeless, doing sleeping bags and stuff like that, getting all us up and just, you know, even coming here with y'all. The energy, bro. Like, you know, I ain't know Rome that long, but when I met him, first met him, we was talking for a minute, bro. Like, you know, we was on the bench at a celebrity game talking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I met y'all, and it's all about love, bro. Like, love keep me going with everything. Some days I want to quit. Some days, you know, everything ain't all peaches and cream. You know what I'm saying? But love keep me going, bro.
No, that's, you know, good. Saying?
Just love.
What about you, Jay?
For me, it's all just my mindset. Like, I truly believe your mindset can take you so far. Like, you, life gonna throw a lot of different things in your direction, like just a million different things. But if you always had that positive mindset of life, give me lemons, I'm gonna make lemonade. Like, I truly believe that no matter what happens in your life, if you just try to make a positive out of it, you'd be surprised at how many times that works out for you. So, like, when they come to me, as far as like 7 years in the league, every year is like, I truly think of it as like, this is a new year. Like, it's somebody else looking for my spot. It's somebody else trying to come in here. So I'm going to treat this like my first year. Really? And you keep doing it. And then you looked up. I'm like, all right, I didn't even realize this might be year seven. Like, that's
crazy.
I didn't realize that for real. I just go every year, just taking 1 year at a time. And the mindset is the same.
Oh, that's great.
I think for me, it was, said it before, like, I always felt like I had to prove something. I was the first one in my family to go to college. I was the first one in my family to go on scholarship. I was the first one in my family to go pro. I was the first one in my family. It brought me back to my pops. My pops brought basketball. I hated it at first. But after my first year, he installed something in me. I could tell even how I move today, like, it's from sports. How I talk to people, how I react. And I think that me wanting to get, not saying I came from a struggling family, because I didn't. But me really just wanting to retire my folks. So for me, I think it was my family, meaning that my mom, my dad, my brother, my sisters, and then I got family that's not blood, you know? So I feel like me just wanting to help our situation so nobody ain't got to work. I just feel like, and I said it before, I was put on this earth to help. I ain't got no kids. I was put on this earth bigger than me. Like, I feel like I'm just here to help everybody else. Whether I have kids, whether I don't, whether I get married, whether that don't happen, I just want to be around good people, good energy. And I think I can, you know, when it's time to be gone, I'm going to be happy with that. Somebody come in between, down, you know what I'm saying? Cool. But I'm not expecting anything. And I tease him. I play with you a lot because, like, it ain't too many people that's your age just having a small conversation with you that think like you think. It's people, once they get in the lead, like, they really just want to run down the street, you know, whether it's true or not. Like, I got friends that's in the league now, and they older than you, but they still running the streets, you know? And then I got friends who are like you guys, and y'all, I just want to be with one person. You know what I'm saying? So I like to play and pick people's brains because when you play with people, it's some truth in that. You know what I'm saying? And it's really just me figuring, I wonder what he on. But just to hear you say, like, when I'm 30, it's a wrap. Like, it sounds like you got your head on the right path. It sounds like you got everything in order. So when it's time for you to be done, you know what that next transition is. And reality speaking, a lot of people coming from sports don't know that. They don't know what to do. They don't have direction. They don't have anyone in their family. They're the first of their family. So it's like, what do you do? You know, everyone's not you. I got friends that when it was over with, like that, they ran through the money. So it's like, what do you do now? So I think just hearing you, it just kind of, I just like, okay. You got a 43-year-old soul. It ain't too many folks like that. That's the truth. What about you, Ms. Juicy?
Well, the real OG, what you got for you?
Well, I piggyback off of both of them, off all y'all. You got to love what you do. Mm-hmm. You got to love yourself. If you keep loving yourself, you're going to reinvent yourself. Mm. That's how long longevity. That's how you keep it. It's like with me, I am not worried about him.
What they got going on? Okay. What's that about?
I've been in entertainment for over 20 years. So you just keep reinventing yourself.
What's going on?
Because the way...
That longevity.
Something happened.
I said it right. It's like my accent.
Little I'm from I wasn't going to say nothing, but you saw she said it and she did like this. He looked like... You got to worry about that.
It's like crazy. But anyway, you got to know what you love to do. And if you love it, you're gonna make somebody else love it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just keep reinventing yourself so you can stay around for a long time. I mean, you never know what Miss Juicy going to have next. You know what I'm saying? What's coming up next for me? So I just keep it going.
It's going to be juicy.
It's going to be juicy. Either way, they know, hey, it's going to be juicy, whatever it is.
There is.
But they want to know what's up, what's next for Miss Juicy. What's up?
I think for me, for one, the Most High. For two, just being myself. So I agree with you on that. Like everywhere I go, it's always like Southside, College Park, Clayco. I'm going heavy on that. They be like,
Waffle House.
Oh, all that.
You did. You know
what
I mean?
Like, bro, what? Especially being in the league, man. All my teammates, I'm like, bro, we got to go to the Waffle House. Get that scattered, smothered, covered. You feel me? So I think just being yourself, man, and having a great work ethic, I think third. Because you got to love what you do. A lot of people are doing this thing that they're good at, but they don't love what they do.
You got to.
And I had like a real passion and joy for playing a game of basketball. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the thing that's blessed me the way that it has. But I'm more excited about the second chapter than anything else. Because I feel like God put me in this position in order to get to the next spot, which is going to be way more powerful and impactful. So that's the thing that I'm excited about, for sure.
I got a question for everybody up here, like, for you two, for the guys. When you went to the NBA, you went to the NFL, you went everywhere. And when you got your entertainment on, do you feel like that you've had, let's talk about women, let's talk about it, let's talk about men.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. Do you feel like when you first got into being a professional athlete or being in an entertainment business that people were trying to attack you, come at you, trying to date you or trying to mess you, trying to smash, whatever the case may be, because of they knew what was going to happen with you as far as making more money? And do you feel like that you felt victim to some of that?
I'm going to let them go there.
Felt victim?
Victim meaning like you was there for the play too. Like you was there for the...
I don't know if I would use the word victim. I think that I've been very intentional in my movements in 41 years. But I do think that there's something that comes with like celebrity status, money, people want to attach themselves to that. And then there's the transition because somebody could meet y'all. And at first they might have an intention. But then they get to meet you, and then it's like, I kind of like Holmes. I'm a little confused because I know I came in here with that energy, but dang, he different.
Yeah.
Or she different. You know what I'm saying? Because that can happen too. Like, ain't nobody stupid to that happening. You feel me? Like, So I don't want to say that. I know that I've lived. I know my kids are gonna see this, but I've lived. I don't know if it's a, you know how some people be like, I don't think I'm proud of whatever happened, but it's like, these were my choices. Like, I have my belief system in the way that I moved, and I'm in a different phase of my life. You know what I mean? And I've talked about this before, like even being married now, but I believe in polygamy. You feel me? I'm just subscribing to this monogamous channel. Because that is the space that I'm in. That is what works best for my household. Like, that's what works best for me spiritually and everything else. Yeah. So I don't want to fight with that, but I'm honest about that. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important thing, is to be open and honest about what you want. Like, my wife knows that. Now, that might bother her. I don't know if it bothers her as much as it did at one point, but she knows that I have that in me. That's in me, like, for real. And that comes from my past. That comes from the things that I've experienced, and the list goes on. But I'm honest on that. But I think now the movement is different too, because if I do go outside, it's like in and out. I'm not staying around. Ain't gonna be no extra conversation, because just an extra 5 minutes could turn into something.
Yeah.
And I know that, just being responsible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the energy that I carry. I know, you know, I know what that comes with. So I try to make sure I'm responsible to the best of my ability. Again, I know my kids may see this, or she may see this, and that's me being honest. I don't play it perfect all the time.
And you're at peace. That's most important, right? At our age anyway. You peaceful.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For
sure. And you seem at peace. A lot of my homies doing the same thing right now. They at peace too.
What about you? Are you barking on what he talking about?
I've been dating, you know. I date one person right now, so she.
That wasn't my question.
Yeah, but I mean, you saying throughout like my whole career.
When you first came into the entertainment world, do you felt like that women were trying to attach to you because?
Did you post her? I'm trying to look real quick.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Right?
No.
I bet you didn't.
No.
Do you feel like? I mean, we know where you at now. What I'm saying is, do you feel like when you first came into the entertainment world that either you was on some BS or the women that was coming up with you was on some BS?
Yeah, I had some encounters, and I knew what it was, though.
What was it?
It was just like, you know, they were going for the clout.
You don't feel like that you was using that to the advantage of?
No, I never do that.
But what's the advantage when you meet people with it? I'm asking for a friend.
The advantage is to, like, some people come with you, they try to get in, they want to get in some of those rooms you're in. They want, you know, I was on TV. So when you're on TV, like the reality TV, you got a lot of women that are social media, famous, whatever. You know, that's a different platform. That platform different. So, of course, they're going to act like they like me to try to get on. You've been on reality TV, you know how that works. Dudes probably hit your DM. They probably don't want to holler for real, but. Are they trying to get
they
on
probably
the TV
wanted
show?
To holler.
But you know what, y'all? We talking about the opposite sex and all of that. I think a bigger part of the conversation is, like, it ain't just that, man. It be your friends and your family. Yeah. It be the people that grew up with you. You know what I'm saying? That be on that type of time.
It's crazy.
That switch up. You feel me? Like,
you don't even switch up. It be them. I know you're dealing with that too.
No, I definitely dealt with that. I was literally about to say that when it comes to, like,
money.
When I first got, you know, drafted, I'm not going to say it was the women necessarily. It was the people that you grew up with. They just want to be a part of what you're doing. But to answer your question, like, did I feel like I was a victim? Nah, because it was always my choice. Like, it's my choice to decide, like, all right, you rolling with me. Or, all right, I'm
demon
doing
time.
This. If I can do that, like, if I can sit there and make that choice, I'm cool with that. I can always live with the choices I make. Was I perfect? Nah, like, I made a whole
bunch. So you ran
mistakes.
Through them.
Dang, Lex, look, she tried.
You gotta ask yourself at the end of the day.
I'm trying to figure it out.
You read the four agreements, you'd be like, what's perfect, though? A lot of this stuff just been domesticated on us. Is somebody who don't be on demon time, they perfect? Or the person who, you know, holier than thou, we don't know what's. They created all this is domestication, so ain't nobody right or wrong. You on demon time,
but it's like you said, though, you really just got to be at peace and happy with what you do.
Yeah.
Like, you happy and you at peace, you can lay down and be cool at night. Yeah.
Can y'all talk about how those choices affect your brand?
how did this affect
my Absolutely.
You know, it's crazy. Like, we talk about the negative part, but when it comes to, like, women, I can say it's a female I met in college 7 years ago, wherever. I got back in contact with her probably, like, 2 or 3 years ago. She's probably single-handedly got me, like, more opportunities than any person as far as, like, investments. Wow. Like, it's crazy the amount of things she helped me with. Just, like, just introduced me. Like, oh, I know this guy. It's Jerome. Here, just, here, y'all just, I feel like y'all should meet and talk. They don't tell you that side. They always just tell you, like, women just want this and that, this and that. Yeah, the women that you be around, like, if you around a good, solid woman, just whatever, she's going to help and help you. She's going to elevate you. She's going to push you. And not every time you have to smash it either. Like, I think with guys, they get that mixed up. It's like, you meet a girl and she's nice to you and she's helping you and she's doing all this.
You
I think
it's smash something, it. Like, yeah.
Nah, you just take that relationship, you feel me? And yeah. I can say that. Like, I'm always talk about the opposite side.
Everybody always say that.
The women were. It comes with it. Like, no matter what you say, you're doing something positive, you're doing something right, people are going to be a part of it. People are going to smash you. People are going to do whatever you think. But at the core of it, like, you got to take it what it is. You got to look at the other side, too.
Do you run through them, though?
Next.
That's the,
I feel like I have some, man. They
I just
want
somebody to answer my question.
That's all I'm trying
do you
to
run through them? Any one of y'all, do you I'm run through them?
What's running through?
That's what I'm doing.
That's my question. That y'all can what's sound running? Great
on
your own.
I don't understand that language.
You know what it is.
Can you converse very, you know what I'm saying, on a different type of level?
My thing is, I hear what you say, but do you actually, also, okay, I'll give you a best example. I know some people that when they actually went pro, sounds great, sounds perfect. But they used it to their advantage. Like, shit, I'm in the league, shit, I'm about to run through them. You understand what I'm saying? And they took, they that person used it as, well, I'm in the league, this is what I'm going to do. And they're basically letting these women know, like, this is what I'm on, boom, 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 because they're in the league. You know what I'm saying?
So who's at fault?
That's why I just asked the question.
No. Your question is, are you smashing them?
It's getting aggressive. What?
Your question is, who's at fault?
My question wasn't who's at fault.
Not who's at fault. My question is, who's at fault? I'm saying you're asking, are you smashing? But for me, it's like people understand what it is.
Yeah.
Ain't everybody understand what it is. Everybody that's on this set
she
right
said,
now.
Juicy is looking like she don't agree, bro.
Don't get it twisted. No folks be on her head. DMs be popping. They trying to see what's happening.
Yeah.
My homeboy was in that DM. I already told you. Everybody
go ahead and talk your talk.
Juice.
I'm trying to.
That don't mean that they get the juice, but hey.
My homeboy said he was in your DM the other day. I told him I was coming to see you. He got mad. He wanted to come too, but I told him he got to stay home.
Like, I'll give you an example with me. Like I said, when I did the reality show, and what happened on the show, my DMs was going stupid. I probably had a lot of pros, NBA, because I used to play pro, that didn't DM me. I don't know them, but we all know them. You know, or NFL
players. You
want to
put an address on it?
Huh? No, not doing that. Or football players, or some, mostly entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So I could have very well, at that moment, used it to my advantage and just to mess with someone or do something or because of who that person is. But because of where I'm at, in my life, nah. You know, like, hey, if you ain't on what I'm on, meaning, like, if you're not intentional with what you're doing and you want to attach yourself to me just because it could be I did a show, or it could be because I'm a great person, I'm a great woman. It could be whatever you think it is, but I've seen the same show that I did where it was different for someone else.
So you didn't use it to your advantage, though?
Because
you and everything ain't always about smashing. So get to rubbing them legs before you spit out the next answer.
Yeah. Advantage.
Yeah. You know what I'm asking.
Absolutely. So okay. Let me tell you why I asked the question I asked, right? So I use it to my advantage business-wise.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Hold on. If you reach out to me.
Transactional here.
There we go. If you are reaching out to me and I'm not on the ticket you on, like, hey, I want to take you out to dinner, because 9 times out of 10, you know what come with that. Now, unless you come at me a certain way, want to take you out to dinner, think you're a great person, boom, boom, boom. Now, I will respect And if I like the person or think they're cute, I'll, we go to dinner.
How many times you did that? Yeah, rub them again. Rub them again. On. It's okay.
No, no, no. I could be honest and say
15.
Don't do me.
16.
3.
Damn, that's light.
Throw your hat, bro.
Well, cause I was on TV, I would take it.
But throw your hat, bro.
Now, when I say, but listen to my answer. He said dinner. So those were their intentions, like to get, let them say it, get to know me, boom, boom, boom. You know, we're going to date, whatever. But then I've also had DMs of, I mean, there was someone who DM'd me purposely was just like, look, you know a lot of people. I know a lot of people. I'm like, bro, I ain't on that. What you think this is? Like, I didn't like how he came at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you just did a show. Oh, let me show you how to get this bread. I don't like how you came at me because what I need you for? Why did you come at me solely like that?
What if that was your blessing, though?
I didn't like that. I didn't want that blessing.
You had no emotional intelligence with it. You just ran with the fact that he said he can help you.
Nah, because I think that, and I'm just being real, like, the time and era we in, let's just flip it for a second. Let's say you would have DM'd me. I don't know you. I see you got something going on. Oh, I can help you. Boom, boom. Cool. Let me hear what you got to say. I could see somebody out Instagram tell it all. 2 followers. I can help you. Every picture I see, it look like you chasing someone. It look like you just want to say you help someone to get something for you. I don't work like that.
You said Instagram will tell you something?
I think
you
Instagram
said 2 followers?
2 followers.
So what about the people with 600,000 followers?
That'd be capped. And I agree with that too. I guess what I'm saying is, if you're going to reach out to me and you got 2 followers, have something that come along with that. Show me some paperwork or whatever you're trying to show me, like a resume. Which you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that judgmental. But at the same time, I've witnessed for myself, like, people reach out to me and I did give someone a chance to say that what they was going to do. But what I noticed is when we would go somewhere, they would just throw me in front of someone like I'm posting, hey, I can speak for myself. If that's the case, you just want to attach to me because I did the show.
I'm just curious, like, y'all talk about social media like this is, social media is like a reality or something. Like, if you was to meet a guy and he never mentions his social media, he never talks about what he do as far as like this, whatever, how do you treat him?
Because
you keep saying like DM and DM and DM is like, that's not really dating to me. Like, that's kind of like this fake reality.
Well, so, like, I'm saying, when I said, because I said they contacted me. So if I go meet a guy, let's say I meet you on the street. I don't know nothing about what you say. Like, I'm going to off our conversation.
Like a resume. You need
to like. No, because they were trying to position, something for, or try to, what's the word I'm looking for? They were trying to come at me with whatever they claimed they could do for me. So let's take that off the table. I meet you on the curb. My name is Jerome. Boom, boom, boom. How was your day? Oh, you're a nice looking woman. Let me take you out to dinner. Cool. We ain't talk about nothing else but just getting to know each other. And whatever happens in that conversation happens in that conversation because I met you in person. Whereas you didn't just DM. We have too much access to people right now. You know what I'm saying? Prime example. If I would have DM'd you and you never met me, you probably wouldn't be here. But had I met you last night the way I met you, you kept your word and you showed up. It's the biggest difference. It's all about how you perceive or how you deal with something. If I were to DM Miss Juicy, Miss Juicy got a million DMs. They checking for juice.
I told you they want the juice, baby.
She's not going to probably even respond.
So long, they get deleted.
You know what I'm saying? I see, you know what I'm saying? So I know Miss Juicy. I've been knowing Miss Juicy for some years now.
Yeah, long
journey. So yeah, so my point is now, even in the past, how I first met Miss Juicy was through Josh. Miss Juicy, if I tag her or something, hey, baby, where you guys been? Like, she gonna give you the energy because I met her in person and I met her through someone and she clearly probably respects me off of the strength of him until she got to know me for herself. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, so, I can't stand her.
Yeah, that part. So the point I'm making is it's about how you deliver something too. Like, how many people are in your DMs and be for real? You get what I'm saying? Like, you can choose to entertain them or not, whether it be business, whether it be branding, whether it be personal. But how I met you last night is why you're here today. If I would have DM'd you last night and not even spoke to you last night, you might not have responded. You might not have came here. I wouldn't even know your last name.
Yeah.
It's different.
That's real.
Well, I think every approach, you know, to that is different too. Because I know for me, I respond to everybody. I be on their head, good, bad, and indifferent. It don't make me none. Because I'm not like, my feelings don't get hurt about mm-hmm. certain things. And then to your point, right, bring love back, right? Your brand, but I follow that model, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when somebody be on some hate or whatever, I'm going to comment, I'm going to say something, you feel me? And typically, whenever I've addressed something, they be like, oh man, that's what's up, bro, you responded. Oh man, you know, that was cool, that's my bad, you right. Or you just give them something different because you're not meeting them with that same energy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think for me, that's something that's helped me as I continue to move forward, like with relationships, with business, you know, with my brand or with anything else, is just kind of moving in that direction. And then not just that, but aligning yourself with like-minded people. I think that's another thing too, as we talk about branding or networking and mm-hmm. things like that, is like people that love what you do because they on the same type of time, you know, and that makes a world of a difference, man. But to what you were saying, as far as like, how do you respond or do you address, you know, everybody or whatever, like, you know, some of y'all, like she's blocking and she ain't doing none of that. You feel me? But I always look, and I respect that. For me, I always respond to everybody or see what's up because, you know, I never know. You know what I'm saying? I done had people in my DMs talking about killing themselves and all kind of stuff. Like, my DMs be heavy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, with people reaching out for help or they seen something or they looking for some type of way to connect, you know what I mean? So I feel like for me, you know, it's my responsibility to at least see what's going on up until I can't see it no more.
I've done that for a little bit because I've had people come at me like they were depressed and they wanted to take themselves out because it didn't work out in their relationship. But what I'm saying is there's only so many people I can respond to.
Right.
Especially when that first, you know, when the show first hit, I was like, whoa, it was overwhelming. Like, as much support as I got. And then when people was really going through it, I would make posts just to generalize because I can't respond to everybody. Like, whatever you going through, like, I'm praying for you. I don't have to, like, DM you every time. I mean, one time it was over 200 messages. I was like, dang. And I would even make a post, hey, I'm sorry if I can't get to you. One person, I remember I was trying to respond to everybody. It took me 6 months before I got to that person. And then they were like, thank you so much. Dang, like this, I'm just saying, I was popping at one point.
Dang, you popping.
6 months. It took me 6 months. And then I got to someone that came, you know, when you send someone a DM, it go in that other inbox. It came out the other inbox. I was like, hey, I'm just not seeing this. Boom, boom. Whatever you're going through, like, I pray for you, whatever. That person hit me back and was like, that just made my day. And I'm just here to say, like, you can't respond to everybody. Like, we got too much access to people. And I had to teach myself that sometimes you just got to know where you only can do as much as you can.
Right.
So you remember you say that next time you get tight with somebody now.
If I get tight with somebody,
don't roll that leg. Don't roll that leg now.
Because these legs are strong.
Don't roll that leg now.
The thing is, if I get tight with someone and I personally know you, we're going to have an issue. Because it's like you just said, like if I know them or if I'm telling you if I know them, if I talk to you on the phone, if we text during the day and there's a disagreement, we can have disagreements all day, but let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's different than, I don't know you at all. You DMing me. I ain't got no reason to feel away because I don't know this person. I'm not having these conversations with them every day. So going back to your point, like you'll get more support from people you barely know. Like, let's just be for real.
So why wouldn't you want to create that bond?
No, I'm with you on that. But I'm saying it's all about how you deliver too. That's what I'm saying. Like he gave a prime example. If I didn't approach him the way I approached him last night, he wouldn't be here today. He could have looked at me as, oh, this bitch crazy. I went on that time.
I don't think that's in his spirit to call you that, though.
Well, I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying? But you get what I'm saying? Like, how many people have came up to you and you seen that they was crazy? Jeez.
He loved that, though. Like, you talking to the wrong person. He get everybody love.
Yeah, you a bad example. How many people have came up to you and you know they was crazy? And you
a had lot of them.
Okay, then what you did?
If I know they crazy, I just keep going. I don't give them no play.
Okay.
I don't give them no play at all. You forgot who you talking to. You got people. We're going to leave the juicy out of it. But look at my size. You know what I'm saying? They, a lot of people are infatuated with me. And I'm just it's not, I'm just saying.
Hey man, what y'all got going on, man? This shit don't work.
What they be saying, man, Jude?
I'm just saying. It's like, it's always something.
So it is.
Like,
it's
always something. So I can't respond to all that. And I don't.
Don't.
Because they
don't
want you.
Yeah, I told you they want me, girl.
I got a question. I got the question of the day. What they infatuated with?
I can't stand him. He get on my nerves. But anyway, it's just. But it's always something, so I can't respond to all that. I read as much as I can, and you know. But if it don't require response, then I don't. I don't waste my time and my energy for it, so.
You just pull your phone at one time.
I want to see this, because this is throwing me off.
You protecting them cakes at all costs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody can't handle all this. I already told you, so. I know what I have. I know me. I know who I am.
What you got?
And me. So I know what I am willing to give. If they can't handle this, so why am I gonna waste my time? I don't need all this extra stuff, you know? I mean, people just be walking up to me and it don't make no sense.
What are they doing?
They don't look at me like that.
What are they doing, Miss Juicy?
It's the way they talk.
What they saying?
I know they full of mess.
What they? Well, okay.
No, they say something. You ain't
like they want, like they want to get with you or something.
How they want to get with you? Do what?
You know how they want to get with me? Like they want to get with you.
What they be looking at?
They can't get with me. Everybody can't get with me. It's not that easy, baby. So, it's not that easy.
You have spoken. Juice is spoken.
She said she shut all that ish down.
Shut it all down. Yeah. I don't have time for
it. You've never went on a date with anyone that's ever DM'd you?
No.
Not one?
You bougie.
No.
That's crazy.
I don't have time for that.
Not one?
A lot of time DM scares me. It depends on what it is. It scares me because they be just too much.
And what about you, Tobias? We know you have. You went on hella dates. How many?
I went on a couple.
Okay.
He's in a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like them or you just was trying to do one thing?
I didn't, yeah, both of that. Yeah, both. Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
Yep. So, this is my generation, you know?
We going to put it back on your generation?
Yeah, I mean... People like I realize like now a lot of guys like my age they don't know how to walk up to a female and like ask for a date or like really
you gotta walk up to me.
It's just now I mean you're older, you feel me? Like a lot of guys now just they'll see a girl, get her Instagram, wait instead of just talking to her, they'll wait all the way till they get home, then DM.
Oh no,
that's wild.
But that's the generation I live in though.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, and you never done
outside.
That?
We used to play outside.
So you never done that? You never what? Just DM someone? Or you just, if you
have
like
I
someone.
Have I somebody and I never seen them before?
Yep.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised sometimes it works.
I ain't surprised.
No, I definitely did it. You know? Did my fair share of it. For
sure. So what you got, just kind of shifting gears, because I know we about to get into that cup over there, that dish.
Oh yeah.
Just kind of to wrap things up. What do you feel are some strong things that can help somebody that's trying to build their brand or work on their networking?
Don't meet a stranger. There's no strangers when you're building your brand, because you never know who's gonna support it. I seen a lady. I wear my stuff everywhere. At the airport. And this white lady, she said, who brand is that? I was like, I just found it online, bringlovedback.com. Somebody was selling it, and I seen it, and I liked it. She said, wow. And I walked over and checked my Shopify. She ordered like three hoodies, I mean. So, you know, I don't meet no strangers at all.
That's hard.
So, yeah.
That's hard. What about you, Jay?
Uh, always, I mean, I just always just say be yourself, you know, that always, that's like the safe answer, because you can't, I guess, mess up your brand if it's just yourself. You can't, you know, go the wrong direction. And just be open, man. You never know who can help you. You never know who's watching. You never know what can, you know, come to your face. So just be open, be yourself. And of course, you're going to make some mistakes. I think a lot of people are just scared of mistakes. That's how we all learn. That's how we really know how to do certain things. So, like, don't be discouraged. You're going to make some mistakes, but ultimately just be yourself.
That's good. OG, what you got?
I can't wear my stuff everywhere because people be trying to attack me. So I have to be cautious while I wear my things. I'd rather put my stuff on somebody else. Honey.
What you selling, baby juice?
Boy, she got, she got a shirt that say the juice box. But well, but that thing sit on the back, though.
Oh, wow.
But well. For me, I say be intentional. You know what I'm saying? Like align yourself with people that are doing what you want or going in the same direction. I think that that's something important, and I think y'all, everybody says something amazing, but I think to your point, like going up to people, finding different ways to get your stuff out there, you know what I'm saying, is it's like there's a sense of satisfactory there, satisfaction, excuse me, because, you know, you're making these different efforts, you know what I mean? Like for example, like I just dropped a book a couple months ago. I put the book on a hoodie yesterday and wore that thing. I was taking pictures left and right last night at an event with it, but it was just so funny because it was like, oh man, you got it on you. Of course I do. You know what I'm saying? So just getting support like that, like, you know, out in the parking lot, I ran off 10 copies. You know what I'm saying? Somebody pulled up on me like, bro, you got something on you? Cool. And it's just crazy, like just being creative on the different ways you can go about trying to get your brand out there, networking with people or sharing with people what your vision is. And then you never know. Somebody like, man, I like that. I like what you're doing. How do I support? You know what I'm saying? I feel like everybody up here can attest to that. Like, where it's just one of those things just by being open about what you like, what you want, what your vision is. So I think that's something that's important.
Go ahead, Big Lex. Supply the man. Mm. Yeah, here you go. Got him in the car, huh?
I'm on the car, bro.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say, don't be afraid to talk. Don't be afraid to be very transparent. You know, somebody told me one time that I think too highly of myself. I said, you know what? Who else gonna think highly of me but me? So, like, if I see something and I feel like it aligns, or someone that aligns with what I got going on, or just seem like they're into what I'm into, I'm gonna speak before I let someone else speak for me, because I know what I got going on. And it's for that person to decide if they want to roll with whatever I'm talking about or whatever. You know what I mean? I think that if people were more transparent with just, you know, what they got going on, it wouldn't be so hard, whether that be business, friendships, relationships. It wouldn't be so hard to get stuff done or just being a better person, you know? So we going to get into this game. Cause,
you should have told them thank you when they told you that, too.
I did.
That's their insecurity. I ain't got nothing to do with you.
Facts. And I'm going to tell you that when it was told to me, I was like, wow. And I was like, well, who supposed to think highly of me but me?
You don't even talk to them no more.
No, I don't.
I don't like that.
We got this game called The Game. You know what I'm talking about? So you're going to pull out.
Pull out. Pete, you got a problem doing that, don't
you? You're going to pull out one of these little strips. You're going to pull out one of these strays, strips.
Boy.
Right?
I might catch a stray.
You can't
boy.
Leave it. Easy, baby. You might want to go lay out, my boy.
You got to tell the truth So you're going to pull out one, you're going to give it to somebody else to read it.
We can't pull it out. We can't pull it out.
And you got to tell the truth of what's in there. We're going to start with you, Tobias.
No pull out game.
Shut up. And you can't. Somebody else got to read it.
Hold on, cuz.
If you could only ever do one position for the rest of your life, which one would it be and why?
Why I gotta get that?
Because that's the question that you pulled out.
Oh, what you mean? What are we talking about? Sports?
No. You know what we're talking about.
Missionary.
Why?
Because I like to look at my woman. I want to be able to look at her. I like to kiss my chick and look in her eyes and shit. If I can't look at her, I'm going to make love to her and look her in her face. Yeah. When she reached that peak, I want to see everything. I want to just look at her.
Okay. So that's fine.
Let my man live. Yeah. My man and them guts. Let him live.
Pull up.
Just buy juice out of the way.
Oh. Where's the riskiest place you've had sex?
What? What is that?
Where's the riskiest?
Oh my goodness!
The juice box.
With that church, how you go to
mission? Oh my goodness!
The church folks walk.
Tell the truth, shine the devil. Don't lie.
The riskiest. I'm thinking.
And if you don't tell the truth, you got to take a shot later.
You don't know if I'm telling the truth or not.
Well, you're going to have to tell us something.
We're going to tell you
now.
Don't lie now.
I don't have to lie. I'm not ashamed of nothing that I've done.
We're talking
about it. What's up?
You sure taking a long time. You acting like you're taking a long time.
Drive in. Yeah, back in the day, you know, the drive in.
Oh, you freaked out.
You take the risk in, please.
Freak yourself. In the back seat or front seat?
You know what?
So the movie was
climbing.
You know,
the drive-in movie theater.
Yeah, the drive-in movie theater.
So the movie was playing and y'all was getting it on?
He's at the riskiest place.
Wait, but hold on. The movie was playing and y'all was...
Okay, I done answered the question now. Look, don't be asking.
What kind of car you was in, man?
I need to know what the hell was going on.
What?
Did y'all finish the movie?
The movie that was making, that was made.
Y'all had a recorder. What kind of camera?
No! Oh. Okay, hey, I already answered the question. Go.
You crazy.
Look at John.
You gotta read it, my boy.
No. You gotta read it. It's his.
Have you ever been caught in action? If so, by who?
Have I ever been caught in action?
And by who?
Jeez, yeah, I've been caught a few times for sure.
I never got caught. Caught doing something? Like caught in the midst of having sex? Ooh. And by who?
Just another woman.
Your girl caught you with another woman?
See, y'all asking details. Y'all asking details.
So they walked in on it?
Yeah.
Did you finish?
I knew you was going to ask that. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, how did that work?
I mean,
he gangster with it. He did.
He's what happened after, but... You know,
so they joined.
You would be surprised, but yeah, it was crazy.
That man been 7 years. Shit, oh, goddamn.
I love it here. I'm glad I didn't get that one. Oh.
That's for you.
Do you prefer tongue or fingers?
I don't think that's.
That ain't me.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Okay, let's do another one, y'all. If
I'd have answered that, he would have gotten in the car. He'd have been like, yo, what's up with your man? Like,
Hey, brother, what's going on?
Have you ever smashed one of the homies' girl and they ain't know?
No, them two niggas, yeah.
Nah, I don't. That's why I draw the line now. Now,
one of the homies' girls,
and they didn't
not their girl.
Have you ever smashed one of your friends?
Call on my whole
girl, and now. They didn't know.
Mm-mm. That's off limits.
Okay.
Yeah, that's law. That's law.
That's a dangerous game.
Yeah, man. That's law. Okay. I ain't never done that.
No, nigga, slick. So my whole follow y'all nigga too, boy.
That part.
I would think.
But it happens. But it happens. People do that, and they just.
I thought you were talking about like some work, something like that.
I said, girl, say
you be telling about that work too now, especially in A.
Well, we're going to wrap this up.
Take us home.
Definitely appreciate y'all coming through on the reality table. Tobias, tell them what you got going on and where they can follow you.
BringLoveBack.com. Follow me there. Instagram, BringLoveBack, Tobias Tate. But yeah, BringLoveBack. You ready? BringLoveBack.com. That's where you follow me. That's all. BringLoveBack.com. That's me.
Jerome
Baker. Follow me on all social media. Last name_Baker. Check me out.
The real Miss Juicy, baby.
Where they gonna find you at, Miss Juicy?
The real Miss Juicy, baby.
That's it?
Yeah. Okay. On everything.
Okay.
Oh, everything.
What's Josh 21 Pile on Instagram, JP 21 Reasons on Twitter, and Josh 21 Pile on TikTok. And y'all check your boy out, What I Wish I Knew. Dropped about 3 months ago, three months ago. On Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, in the back of the whip, whatever y'all need, I'll holler at your boy.
Sure.
The biggest. Alexia Adams, 24. Lex Enterprises, LLC. Alexia Drink the Shrink, all Instagram. Twitter, Little Lex 24. Subscribe to the reality channel, table on the channel. Rally the table on the channel, subscribe. And just got a lot of things going on. So, you know, I want to thank everyone for coming through. 21 Reasons to Give. Bring Love Back. 7-year vet. Miss Juicy, baby. Reality Table signing out.
Every conversation, debates, and relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip, who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he saying and that she said. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned in, they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?